United Auto Workers at General Motors facilities have been on strike for over a month during contract negotiations. Now the two sides have reached a tentative agreement on a four-year deal. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer has been covering the strike, and he joins me now. Hi, Dustin.
Good morning, Doug.
Remind us how we got here. What were the key issues that the UAW wanted to address in this new agreement?
Well, how we got here, it goes back a long ways, back at least to the 2007 contract negotiations. That's when GM was in a lot of financial trouble. The UAW gave up a lot of benefits. It gave wages. It introduced a tiered wage structure where two workers working the same job would get paid different wages. Now that GM has been profitable, workers came into these contract talks saying, you know, we want to get some of those things back. And GM was sort of like, not so fast. And that's how the strike lasted so long. A lot of workers have been out 31 days. I was in the union hall for UAW Local 167 out here in West Michigan yesterday and asking people, what are they hoping to hear when the details of this tentative agreement come out? I talked to Erin Henriksen, and here's what she said.
I hope to hear insurance is good for everybody, good pay for everybody, temps situation gets worked out, and just kind of an overall, like, everybody is affected positively.
Dustin, whenever there's a breakthrough in any major contract negotiation, it can feel like, well, that's all wrapped up. They're going to get back to work. But ratifying a deal for tens of thousands of GM workers all over the country, what goes into that process and what kind of timeline are we looking at if it goes forward?
It could be a little while yet. And definitely talking to workers yesterday, no one was feeling like it was a done deal. No one out there was feeling like it was a done deal. I talked to one guy who said, you know, I think it could be 10 days because first the local presidents and bargaining chairs have to meet in Detroit. That's happening this morning. They will vote on whether to show the tentative agreement to the broader membership. Then the broader membership has to ratify the agreement. And the question right now is whether the strike and the picket lines will still be up through all of that process. It's possible that they will be. And so that can take days. It could take another week or more. And then there's the possibility that workers actually won't ratify it. And then this thing could drag out much, much farther. I talked to one worker named Chad Fox. He brought up a totally different point, which is that the machines are going to take a while to boot back up.
You're going in the plant, trying to get machines going. It's not going to be easy. They've been down. It's going to be a rough, some few days in a row at least of them being rough, getting them running good again. So we shouldn't be going back until we have a definite ratification. There should be no going in before the whole process is done.
Dustin, for people in any industry, the auto industry or otherwise, if you missed a month's worth of pay, it would be difficult to make that up in the course of a year. Do you have any sense of how the opportunity might be there for them to make up what they've lost during the strike time if a deal is reached in the near future here?
Yeah, that's definitely an issue. I've talked to a lot of workers who were in financial trouble, unable to pay their bills for the last month or so. It'll kind of depend on what's in the contract. One big thing to watch is whether there's a signing bonus. GM had said previously in the negotiations that it would offer workers a signing bonus. The Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News are both reporting this morning that there's a signing bonus in this contract. A lot of workers are looking out for that. We just don't know exactly what it'll be yet at this point, but we are hoping to learn more this afternoon after the local union presidents meet.
Dustin, UAW officials are meeting in Detroit today. In the short term, what will happen next?
Well, there's a meeting scheduled today in Detroit at 10 a.m. The people at that meeting are the local UAW presidents, the presidents from the locals all over the country. They will get the details of the tentative agreement. They will vote on whether to send it on to the full membership. And then the process is that if they vote to bring it to the full membership, then they'll brief their members, all nearly 50,000 UAW GM workers who are on strike. And then they'll talk it over and then they'll vote on it. And so the strike would end either, it's possible that the strike could end this afternoon if the UAW votes on it. It's possible that they will kick the can down a little bit down the road and wait for the full membership to ratify the agreement until they end the strike.
That's Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer. Dustin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.